Malachy, what's your assessment of a game that you won with virtually the last kick?
Yeah, brilliant. I suppose that's the overall assessment. I thought we played some good football, and again, maybe like last day, we just didn't convert all the chances we had, you know. But even the second half, then again, to concede the penalty when we did, and from all accounts, it's a fairly harsh penalty for the boys to come back. We got back in the lead, they pegged us back, and even towards the end, like to be leading again in such a tight game and to be pegged back, I thought the boys showed tremendous courage and tremendous character, and as well as that, just that ability to keep a cool head and execute when the pressure's at its greatest. Brilliant score by Emma in the end, so just delighted and delighted to get through.
You had to start without Jack Doherty, you lost Danny McDermott, and in the middle of a battle, it's probably a tough enough corner to be in, is it, at that point?
That is surely, you know, and we knew JD during the week wasn't going to make it, you know, but with Danny going off, you know, got a hard bang there too, went off, so we had to rejig things, you know. But it's just here, look, we've a strong panel, there's lads there training hard every night, mad to get in, and we're delighted to be able to do that, and the fellas who came in tonight again made a big impact, you know. But no, it's tough out there. I knew it was going to be no different. It was going to be a really, really tough battle, and we're just delighted to get through it.
Where do you feel it changed for you? Because the penalty obviously was a big boost for Niamh Connell. Where do you feel it went the other way for you?
Yeah, I just thought, to be honest, you know, our boys just upped at the level. I thought our work at all over the field was very good. I thought we turned them over on numerous occasions, probably didn't make as much of that as we would have liked, you know, and that's probably the disappointing aspect. But I thought just the boys just kept working, limiting the attacks, I suppose, that Niamh Connell had. The only problem was that when they did get down, they usually made best use of it. But no, I just thought we were able to keep going and work really hard and eked out the victory.
And a couple of weeks before a final, is it a worry, the chances you're missing? Are you happy to be creating them, or is it just...
To be honest, look at in games like this here, we're just delighted that we're creating them chances, and yeah, we do plenty of shooting practice, and the boys are well able to do it. So look, and under pressure like that, in heavy condition, that it's not just all is that easy. So it's just a thing again that we'll work on, and I suppose taking the right decisions and then executing better. But look, it's great to have that improvement to do over the next couple of weeks.
As tough a day as you've had in Ulster in terms of a game there today, is it?
Yeah, well they're all tough. In fairness, you know, and you expect nothing different. And we knew Niamh Connell were coming, and they were mad to get a crack at us, and you know, they're Donegal champions, they've won it on several different occasions, so you know, we knew they were going to put up a massive fight, and they did. But I thought our boys, you know, we played a lot of good football, you know, they won five, was it, or won six, which is a great scoreline to keep them to, but lucky enough, it was enough, we would have liked more than 10 points, but it was enough to get us through.